Over the last 2.5 months, I've had 2 town meetings, and I'm about ready to have my 3rd town meeting with my federal employees. One of those town meetings was at Boyer's. Another one was at TRB. So both of those meetings have given me an opportunity to meet employees in both of those major parts of OPM. The other thing that I've done is to institute to my schedule almost daily phone calls to employees to just hear about how they're doing, what are their concerns, what makes them get up every morning and come to work, what do I need to do to keep them here. And so I've been calling, I've tried to call, depending on my schedule, tried to call about 4 or 5 people every day asking our employees about what they think about those questions. The other things I've done is I've reached out to employee groups and to national organizations to, first of all, introduce myself, those organizations that have an interest or stakeholder, or their stakeholders in OPM, and I've worked with them and talked about ways that we can collaborate. And then finally, I'm meeting with cabinet secretaries and agency heads to talk about how OPM can be their HR service provider and getting their ideas on how we can do things better.
Give me a sense from those employees. When you call them up, obviously this has got to be prearranged. It's not just the blank phone call. All of a sudden it's you on the phone line. But what's your reaction been? What are you hearing from them?
When I first started making the phone calls, it was a complete surprise to them. And they were saying, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And one of them even said to me, like, they couldn't believe that Director Archuleta was calling. So, but the grapevine really works well here at OPM, so employees are not always now surprised that I'm giving them a call, but they're always pleased to talk to me. And I'm always just amazed at the conversation I have, because I ask them a lot about their jobs and what do they like about their jobs, what would they change about their jobs. And I am just fascinated by the fact that when I ask them about what gets them up in the morning, it really comes down to a couple things. It comes down to the fact that they work for somebody they really like, and two, that they really like the work that they're doing. We have a dedicated group of employees here at OPM, so I'm thrilled to be able to ask them those questions. Then I ask them, what would I need to do? What changes would they like to see in their jobs? And it's that opportunity. They talk about that opportunity for training, that opportunity to grow as a professional. So those training issues that are very, very important to them, and support for their advancement. And I think that's also reflected in the employee viewpoint survey that was just completed, that those, the training and the support that we can offer to our employees across government is still very, very important to them.
And then the opposite side is when you sit down with cabinet secretaries and other agency heads and say, how can OPM do better? How can they help you? Are you hearing very similar things? Or because in one ways you're the boss to these employees, but on the other hand, you're a service provider, you're co-equal to some of the cabinet secretaries and agency heads. What are you hearing from them for what OPM can do better for them?
The cabinet secretaries are talking to me about is, how do we untie the knots of personnel management? And having been in their seats or alongside their seats, it's very interesting to hear about how do we do the things that we want to do with our employees and their perceptions about what either assists them or prevents them from doing so. So we're talking to them about a toolkit, and we do individualized service to them. We've had some wonderful conversations already at the Department of Labor with Secretary Pettis, and you know, we're working very closely with Dan Tangerlini. I've got several more of these meetings scheduled for this month alone, so I'm looking forward to gathering the information and then customizing our service to each of the departments and their individual needs, because no one agency is the same, and they have different needs, and we're trying to respond to that.
Now, the cynic in me would tell you everyone is actually the same, and if you look back at, for instance, the HR line of business or the financial management line of business, everybody said, no, we're all so different. But then when they realize the 80-20 rule applied, where 80% of whatever we do is the same, but really it's that 20% is the delta, and in some cases it's 10%. Are you worried that going down a path of customized services is going to be either costly or complicated for OPM?
We have a set of umbrella services, but it could be that, you know, Department of Labor has a certain need that's different from, let's say, GSA. And so we're working with them. We have the same services that are available to any of the departments, and some that obviously we're listening to them and trying to be as innovative as we can. And so, and when I talk about customizing, it's really within those set of services. And oftentimes the department heads may not know exactly what we offer. So introducing them to some of the help that we can offer them is an important part of what we do as well.
Let's shift gears for a second and talk a little bit about federal employees. The morale is tough right now. I think that you probably hear that the most from people, that there's, you know, been pay freezes, the first pay raise in 4 years that finally went through the Congress. There's been frustration around the shutdown, around budget cuts, sequestration. From your perspective as an OPM director, someone who's kind of in charge of morale and to a certain extent, what are some of the things you're looking at? What are the things are you thinking about saying, okay, how do we improve morale? How do we make sure people understand that the work they do is important, that the work they do matters?
You know, that issue of employee engagement isn't one that is rests solely on the shoulders of OPM, although we take a lead in supporting not only our own agency, but departments throughout government. Employee engagement is a critical piece of employee satisfaction, and the recent EVS survey really gives us an insight into how employees are thinking and what could improve their work lives, and we're taking that very, very seriously. I was just at the National Labor Management Council meeting this morning with Beth Cobert, listened very carefully to some successes, also some issues. I think that those are very important information pieces for us. I feel such a strong collaborative relationship with all of the departments and agencies, and in particular with OMB, in moving forward this employee engagement agenda that the president has set for us.
One of the things around employee engagement is there's certain things out of your control, out of the White House's control to a certain extent. Are there things that you can do from an OPM standpoint, whether it's encouraging agencies to recognize employees in a different way, whether it's you working through the Chief Human Capital Officers Council to address the morale issue? Is there anything that you have plans on?
You know, I actually think that we need to become the model agency for recognizing employees. And we're doing that here and in really engaging employees, involving them, working with our stakeholder groups within OPM, and then using these as examples of how other agencies might do it. In fact, they're teaching us. Other agencies are teaching us. Just today at the Labor Management Council, we had an incredible presentation by the Patent Office and their labor unions on how their pre-decisional involvement around issues has made such a difference in terms of employee morale. And so all of us learn from one another, and I think what we can do at OPM is be not only the model agency, but a center of exchange and really sharing what can be done with employees in terms of sustaining their morale. You know, we talk about increasing morale, but I also want to point out that within the employee viewpoint survey, there were a number, I mean, literally large percentage of those employees who say, you know, even though we're feeling this way about the types of criticisms that may come our way, we are very dedicated to the work we do, and that we're resilient, and that we care about the work that we do. And I want to be a champion for all this work. So I think if there's one thing that I'm going to look forward to, and more than any other, as my during my tenure as director, is to be that champion for the federal worker.